continue our studies on justice tonight. We're continuing our study on good and evil. And tonight I'm going to teach on the progression of evil. I think if you'll listen carefully, you'll be taught and helped. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 10 is our first passage. We'll be using numbers of passages tonight. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 10. While you're turning, may I inquire as to your comfort tonight? Are you too warm? Raise your hand if you're too warm.
You too warm up here?
Okay. Brother Randy, what's it on now? Okay, why don't you knock it down to 53, 53, and 0. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 10, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch," that's Antioch in Pisidia, by the way, "and Iconium and Lystra. Of persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Remember, I taught you that goodness brings evil, and evil brings goodness. Remember that? And verse number 13, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned." Don't mess around with those evil men, it says. "And hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Our Heavenly Father, in a few moments we enter into the Bible again, in this service unique to itself, nothing like it at First Baptist Church, and the largest meeting of its kind in the world on Wednesday night. Bless us as we study together to show ourselves approved unto God, that we may be workmen who need not be ashamed. Amen. Now, we're a little bit late tonight. Brother Johnny and Nelda took up far too much time. I'm going to go over time tonight. Sure. Everybody said amen. I'll be sound asleep by 9 o'clock, I guarantee you. But anyway, I want to say this. If you've got to leave, I don't want you walking out now. I'm going to go until about 10 past 9. I said about 10 past 9. 9:30 is about 10 past 9. But I'm going to go to about 10 past 9. I'm not promising you to be exactly 9:10. It would be 9:09. It would be 9:35. But you'll be about 9:10. Now, if you can't stay till 9:10, then while I pray, you can tiptoe out in the hallway. And I wonder if this is this being televised in the chapel. Is it? All right, you can go to the chapel if you wanted to and watch it on the television. On the sets in the chapel, but I don't want you walking out at 9 o'clock, so if you have to leave before 9:10, while we pray, and I'm going to pray real short, so you better just get out of here in a hurry, and in fact, I may just say, "Dear Lord, amen," and we'll spot you as you leave, but all right, Father, thank you for this book. And thank you for the studies we've been sharing together and all we've learned and what it's done for our lives. And Father, I believe tonight that our study is nerve center stuff. I believe what will be taught here tonight could stop many a person from a life of sadness and remorse. So bless our study. Teach us the Word of God and give us willingness to hear, ears to hear, and eyes to see what thou hast for us. In Jesus' name, amen. One of you fellows there, over there, lady, won't you go there? There's some cardboard. Don't let the folks see the writing. I want you to bring it out here and put it. All right. And I've always wanted to do something like this. It seems so scholarly and intellectual, and I've seen people do it. We're headed that way. We're going modernistic all the time. And we'll have an overhead projector soon. You wait and see. This ain't no cheap joint, folks. This is just downtown stuff. And I want to talk to you tonight on the progression of evil. Now, listen carefully. Everything, nobody talking. Listen carefully because I believe I can help you. from the Word of God tonight. We have already established the fact that the word sin in the Bible is not the same as the word evil. We've been saying that for several weeks now. The Greek word for sin and the Greek word for evil are not the same. And the word for evil is always translated evil, and the word for sin is always translated sin. The word evil, so evil and sin are not synonymous to each other. Now, evil is a sin, but all sin is not evil. You see, to be evil, it must be sin that injures, with an intent to injure. Usually, it is more than one person doing it, because sinful men reproduce themselves very, very quickly. And so, when you sin, you do wrong. You miss the mark. When you do evil, you injure somebody or attempt to injure somebody. Our little review. Drinking is what? Selling liquor is what? Cursing is what? Gossip is what? Evil. You see, evil is sin with an intent to hurt somebody. Now, I'm going to give you 7 statements tonight concerning the progression of evil. I would suggest very strongly that you get this tape and make it available to you Sunday night, very strongly, because it's a very vital lesson, I think. I'm going to give you 7 statements. Follow me carefully as I give them to you. Number one, we know that we're sinners. We know that we're sinners. Number two, no one wants to become an evil person. No one wants to become an evil person. That's one that tries to hurt somebody. Nobody wants to become evil. Statement number three, we cannot live above sin, but we can live above evil. We cannot live above sin, but we can live above evil. All right? I said first, we know we're sinners. We can't help that. We're all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way in the Lord and laid on him the iniquity of us all. We cannot live above sin. But we know that we're sinners. But nobody who's a sinner wants to become a does. You don't want to become the kind of person that hurts people. You don't want to become the kind of person. I don't want to become that kind of person, one who constantly tries to hurt someone. Number three, I said, we cannot live above sin, but we can live above evil. You don't have to take sin so far until it hurts somebody. Number four, becoming an evil person is like becoming addicted to any sin. Sin is the drink. Evil is the alcoholic. So I'm not talking about now the fact that the injures doesn't injure. I'm talking about evil is a result of constant sin. You sin and sin and sin, and you become evil, like you drink and drink and drink, and become an alcoholic. So, becoming an evil person is like becoming addicted to any other sin, like a dope addict. Nobody chooses to be a dope addict. You choose to take dope one time. Nobody chooses to be a sex fiend. He just is immoral one time. Nobody chooses to have a hot temper. He just loses temper one time. I'm saying becoming an evil person is addicted to sin, like becoming a dope addict is addicted to narcotics, or becoming an alcoholic is addicted to liquor, and so forth. I said, number one, we know that we're sinners. I said, number two, no one wants to become an evil person. I said, number three, we cannot live above sin, but we can live above evil. I said, number four, becoming an evil person is like becoming addicted to any sin. Number five, like all the others, it doesn't happen overnight. Like all the others, it doesn't happen overnight. You don't become an alcoholic overnight. It takes a long time of drinking, a little and a little more, a little more, a little more, to become an alcoholic. You don't become an addict overnight. You take some narcotics and a little more, a little more, a little more, a little more, and you become an addict. The same thing is true about evil. You don't become an evil doer overnight. You sin and sin and sin and sin, and pretty soon it turns into evil, and you do sin which tries to hurt somebody. Like all others, it doesn't happen overnight. Number six. Like all others, no one plans to become one. Nobody takes a drink to become an alcoholic. Nobody takes some dope to become a dope addict. And nobody sins to become an evil person. All right. Now then, Number seven, like all others, there is a progression. Like all others, there is a progression. Now, the rest of the study, I'd like for you to put your pens and pencils down now. For the rest of the study, I want you to just give me your attention, look up on the platform, and I'm going to show you this progression. I want you to let this soak in to the subconscious as you watch it tonight. Brother John, push it on the ground. You have room up here for the fellows to stand. Just push it out there. All that. Thank you very much. Now then, I want to show you how you begin as a sinner and end up as an evil person. The Bible calls it an evil man. Again, now listen carefully. There's nothing in this world any worse than an evil man. A man that's trying to hurt somebody. Nothing. And there's no person more despicable than a person trying to hurt somebody, an evil man. And there's no person more miserable. You know, I've said so often, I'd love to be the attacked than the attacker. I'd love to be the hated than the hater. I'd love to be the accused than the accuser. The devil's the accuser of the brethren. I'd love to be the accused than the accuser. Why? Because the accuser is more miserable than the accused. And the hated is more miserable than the hater is more miserable than the hated. And the attacker is more miserable than the attacked. I said on chapel at the college, our enemies think we're here all having a sad time and crying. We have more fun in one day than they have in a lifetime. Why? Because we're not plotting to hurt anybody. We don't want to hurt anybody. Because we don't want to be evil. Now, none of us wants to be evil, but there is a road to becoming an evil person, just like there's a road to becoming an alcoholic. And there's a road to becoming an evil person, just like there's a road to becoming an addict. And tonight I want to show you what I think that road is. Brother, what's your name? Jorgensen? Would you pick up that thing? I got you just before you fell off. And stand over where you were and hold up and face the people. All right? Good. That's sin. I think you'll agree that's my little sin, but that is sin. All right? Now, everybody in this room is right there. Now, it doesn't mean that you always sin, but it means even the good that you do has unrighteousness in it. Even our righteousness is like filthy rags. Not our sin, our good is like filthy rags in the sight of God. So we cannot help but live there. We've all sinned and come short of the word of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that doeth good. They're all gone out of the way. They're together become unprofitable. And so we're all right there. Now, what we're trying to do, we're trying to stay right there. Now, I want Brother Claire, you pick up the bottom one, and I want you to go over here, please. The bottom one. All right. You go over here. What is that reflex there? All right, you go over there. All right, hold it up in front of people. Okay. It's amazing how God leads in casting these people, isn't it? All right, now, here's where we are. We don't want to be there, but we can't help be there. Now, we're trying to keep from going over here. Is that right? All right, now there's a progression. You don't go from there to there in one step. There is a progression. There are steps that lead you from there to there. Now, what is an evil man? An evil man is a man who is bent to hurt somebody. It means that his way of life is to hurt somebody. He's giving his life to hurt somebody. It may be he's doing it to hurt a lot of people. Maybe he's doing it to hurt one person. But anybody who is giving a major part of his life to the intent of hurting somebody, or that is the lifestyle that he has, he is an evil man. Because the word evil in the New Testament always means sin in order to injure. Always does. I said again, as I've said so often, no Christian ought to ever want to hurt anybody. I said no Christian ought to ever want to hurt anybody. Consequently, we want to avoid becoming an evil man. Now, if you don't want to get to the destination, the best thing to do is sell the highway that leads there. And I'm going to show you tonight the highway that leads from sin to being an evil man. Now, a sinful man is one that misses the mark.
A sinful man is one who stumbles and falls. A sinful man is one who makes mistakes. But an evil man is one who is bent, and his way of life is bent to trying to hurt somebody or hurt somebody's. All right? Now, what is the next step? All right? The next step, you're the evil man. You pick up the next one, Brother Lafina, and stand there beside Brother Jorgensen. All right? If you are going to become an evil man, I'll guarantee you the first step you'll take is you're around evil men. That's the first step you always take. You hang around people that are criticizing, trying to hurt somebody. It's always the case. Open your Bibles, please, to Proverbs chapter 4. I'm going to keep reading this verse and you get the idea of what it says. I've used it over and over again. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 14. I can't give you the page number because so happens I have my preaching Bible I use out of town, not my Scofield Bible tonight. Proverbs 4:14. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Now read that last part with me, ready? And go not in the way of evil men. All right, what does it mean? It means you're not supposed to walk with evil men. You're not supposed to be around evil men. Go not the way of evil men. Look at it now. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. You get the idea you're not supposed to hang around evil men there? Look what? You're not supposed to go the way. You're supposed to avoid the evil man. Pass not by the evil man. You see him coming down the street, cross the street, and you get past him and cross back over. Says, turn from it if you pass away. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fail. They have given themselves to hurt people. Now you listen to me. You listen. I'm not trying to help myself. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to get you not to end up down there. But if you are around evil men, you've taken the first step to get down there. All right? So that's the first step. Now then, Brother Ray, pick up the next one, please. This is what you get from evil men. First it's sin, then evil men, and there's what you get from evil men. An evil report. An evil report. You can, if he's trying to hurt somebody, he'll criticize that somebody. He'll slander that somebody. He'll try to destroy that somebody. Now, you're not supposed to get around him. You're supposed to pass by him. You're supposed to walk away from him. Now, hold it. I said last Wednesday night. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to be with him and say, okay, you're not going to criticize Brother Young or anybody else while you're around me. No, you're not supposed to be around him. Now, the Bible says we're supposed to be friends of sinners, but the Bible never says we're supposed to be friends of evil men. The Bible says don't mess around the evil man. Be a friend of sinners. Sinners are they who've missed the mark. The guy that stumbled. The guy that's missed the mark. The guy that's made a mistake. But a guy who's bent to trying to hurt people, you're not supposed to even be around that guy. You know why? Because when you're around him, that's the first step to being like him, because he will give you an evil report. He'll tell you, let's go to McDonald's and talk a while. I got some things I want to tell you. I want you to pray for somebody. That spiritual, sneaky kind of satanic way. I want you to pray for somebody that needs our prayers. Now, the truth is, I don't want you to end up there. Now, the best way to end up there is to disobey God, being around evil men and evil report. Take your Bibles and turn, please, to Genesis chapter 37 and verse 2. Genesis chapter 37 and verse 2. Before I read this, I want to say this. I wouldn't teach you in order to help myself. I don't want you, I want you to be good Christians. I don't want you to be an evil person for the same reason I don't want you to drink. I don't want you to be an evil person for the same reason I don't want you to watch the soap operas. Because it'll hurt you. So if you don't want to get there, from there, don't be around evil men or evil report. Look at Genesis 37 verse 2. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Their evil report. So, the first thing from going from there to there is evil men. Now, here's something. you will not be around evil men without receiving their evil report. You will not. Listen, every time, somebody last night was talking to me, they're talking about a lady in a certain church that had been affected and said they have been listening to the wrong people. It's always the case. You listen to an evil report coming from evil men. Now, who's evil? Anybody trying to hurt somebody. If you got a smile trying to hurt somebody, you're still evil. If you say, God bless you, and try to hurt somebody, you're still evil. If you say, I love you, and I love everybody, and try to hurt somebody, you're still evil. You're not supposed to be with people who are trying to hurt anybody. And if you're the kind that's trying to hurt somebody, may you be exiled to Patmos soon. All right? So, from sin, but you're not evil yet. But you're on your road when you hang around evil men, and then you listen to evil reports. I will not do that. I will not do it. I don't care where I am or anywhere I am. Folks start saying something. I was at Buck Hatfield one day, and Buck said, you know about so-and-so? And I said, don't want to know. Don't want to know. You know how a gossip Buck is. And I said, I don't want to. No, Buck wasn't gossiping. He thought I knew this. I don't want to know. I don't want to hear an evil report. And because I don't want to get there. And by the way, I could get there. And you could get there. So if you don't want to get there, don't get on the highway that goes there. If you don't want to go to Maryville, don't get on Highway 30. If you don't want to go to Valparaiso, stay off Highway 30. If you don't want to go to St. John, stay off Highway 41. If you don't want to go to be an evil man, stay off the highway of evil men and evil reports. Now then, next one. Brother, why don't you pick that one, if you would, please? Evil heart. Now what happens? All of us are sinners, can't help it. But we can help being evil. And we don't want to be evil. But we somehow think we can get around evil men, listen to evil reports, without having an evil heart, but you won't do that. Because after a while, it gets inside here. And you start thinking about the report that you heard and wondering if it's true or not. You know, it just may be true. And after a while, you're logicking to see if maybe it's true. Now, listen. I'm not trying to keep you. I'm not trying to help the people you criticize. I'm trying to help you. I don't want you to be a critic. I mean, I'm not trying to help myself. I got enough folks criticize me. Without one more, it's not going to hurt me a great deal. In fact, 100 more is not going to hurt me a great deal. But I want you to be strong Christians. I want my people to be mature Christians. I don't want you ever to become a person trying to hurt somebody. All right, if you don't want to become a person trying to hurt somebody, don't run with evil men. Because if you do, you'll hear an evil report. And pretty soon, you'll have an evil heart. And you'll become suspicious. I wonder if that's true. That may be true after all. And in your heart, evil things begin to take place. Open your Bibles, please, to Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse number 17. Jeremiah 3:17. Read that with me out loud, please. Ready? At that time, they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem, neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. Again and again. In fact, over in Genesis, when it talks about the destruction, it says the imaginations of their hearts were evil continually. So what is it? Listen to me. You don't want to be that, do you? You don't want to be that person who spends his life trying to hurt people. You don't want to be that person that writes an article against people. You don't want to be the kind of person that nobody wants to see you because you bring gloom. You want to be the kind of person that helps people. And each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. I want to help people. Lord, let me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. But everybody, I don't care who you are, there is a possibility you become an evil man. And you will become an evil man if you start down this road. All right, stay away from evil men. Don't listen to evil reports. And by the way, you shouldn't have to tell people to shut up often. because you shouldn't be around the people to whom you have to say shut up. You see? All right? Because, and then in your heart, here's evil report. Just like this word can be hidden in your heart, evil reports can be hidden in your heart. Remember that study I gave you tonight when I had no voice on my mind being like a computer? When you hear that evil report, it's in your computer, and it's not going to leave. You are programming yourself to hear negatives, and it's always there. And every once in a while, you're going to push the right button and bring it back, and your heart, your evil heart, is going to show. All right? Let's see the next one, Brother John. The next is this. Don't show it yet. Oh, that's it. All right? All of us are sinners, but we don't have to be evil men. If we become evil men, we'll be around evil men and hear an evil report, which will cause us to have an evil heart because we will have taken evil into our hearts. And the next step is evil speaking. Evil speaking. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to curse somebody. It means that you're going to say something that will hurt somebody. Let me tell you something. Listen carefully to me. You know what I'd like to see a church someday do? I'd like to see a church someday when some guy in the church runs off with some woman in the church. I'd like to see a church where not one single person that knows about it tells anybody. And if it's over in a couple of days, think how much trouble we saved. How much heartache we've saved. Let me ask you a question. Let me show you how clean you are. Is there anybody that you've heard of lately that's run off with some other woman? And you told somebody, did you hear so-and-so? Look at me. There are hundreds and hundreds of wicked people in this room right now. You thinking about somebody? Yeah. You don't even have to tell your husband or wife. My Bible says that love enjoys a good report. A good report. Now, wait a minute. I'm simply saying you don't have to speak evil. Now, evil speaking is not cursing somebody. Evil speaking is any speaking that you do that could hurt somebody. So what happens? What's the road to being an evil man? All of us are sinners. But then we get around evil men. Get around men wanting to hurt somebody. Or people, not just men. Men. Women, of course, are more evil, all of us know, than men are. But we get around evil people. And that's where we start. That starts us to becoming an evil person. By the way, every one of these, this evil man down here, one time was just a sinner. And he went down the same road that you're going down, some of you. And he is miserable. Look at him, how miserable he is. He is miserable. There is nobody alive more miserable than the person trying to hurt people. Nobody. So, but he one time was there. Now, if you don't want to be like him, then don't be like Brother Eddie there. Evil. With evil men. So, too heavy, John? So, what are you women coming to hold this up for, Brother John? Oh, you start off a sinner, like all of us are, and then all of a sudden you're around evil men, folks trying to hurt, and then you hear their evil report, and it lodges in your heart and gives you an evil heart, and then before you know it, you have told somebody about it, and you have spoken evil. What's the next step? Well, let's look at that evil speaking. 1 Peter 4:4. Read that out loud, please. 1 Peter 4:4. Ready? Wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. They think it strange that you don't run with them. You guys think you're better than we are. Yes, you're right. Yes. The fellow who's just a sinner is better than the evil man. Exactly right. But they'll say, hey, you don't want to run with us. You think you're too good for us. Now, the truth is, you are too good for them, and if you keep running with them and listening to their evil reports, you'll have an evil heart, and you'll speak evil, and someday you'll be an evil man. The best thing for you to do is get on your knees before you ever leave sin there and ask God to forgive you of your sin and get your sin forgiven before you go down to the next step and become and hang around evil men. I want to say a word here, too. Evil men usually act nicer than other men. The devil was mighty nice in the Garden of Eden. Evil men usually are suave and smart and use psychology. So, evil speaking. All right? Now, what does that lead to, Brother Ray? Get the next one here. Once you have gotten with evil men, listened to their evil report, had it lodged in your heart, and then you yourself have told somebody else the evil that they told. And by the way, you don't have to try to hurt somebody to be evil. You can tell what somebody who is evil told you and spread their evil, and you can be evil without actually wanting to hurt them. Listen. People that don't want to hurt people more than anybody in the whole world. Because there's something about us, we like to be the first one to tell somebody something. All right? So the next thing, once you have sinned and run with evil men, listened to their evil report, had it lodged in your heart, then told it yourself, then you start doing some evil deeds. Open your Bibles to 2 John 11. 2 John 11. Right between 1 and 3 John. Verse number 11, read it out loud, ready? For he that biddeth him God speed is partaker of his evil deeds. He that biddeth whom God speed? He that bids an evil man God speed is partaker of his evil deeds. Now he's not an evil man yet, but he is doing evil deeds. All right, now follow me. Here's all of us are sinners. We don't want to get down there and become an evil man. That's what we are. No, listen. Nobody wants to become a drunkard. But nobody minds becoming a social drinker. You see? But social, do you know that no alcoholic has ever been made out of a teetotaler? And no evil man has ever been made from a person that doesn't hang around evil people. Now, I'm not talking about sinful people. I'm talking about people who try to hurt somebody. The purpose is to hurt somebody. All right? So then there comes evil deeds. All right? Now, let's take the other one in. Next. Should have gotten the bigger one so it'd cover you. A hero. All right? Now then. After you have been around evil men, heard their evil report, had it lodged in your heart, told somebody else, listen carefully, you never hang around evil people. Again, I'm talking about nice, friendly people that may read their Bibles and do students of praying. But they're trying to hurt somebody. You'll never hang around them. You never will. Without eventually telling somebody what they told you. So then comes the evil speaking, then comes the evil deeds, and then comes the evil way. It becomes a way of life for you. Now, here you are, walking an evil way, the way of evil. You're walking the path of evil. Evil's become a habit for you, and you didn't intend to do that. You just intended to try to help this fellow who was evil. After all, he needs our help. No, he doesn't. He needs our shunning. Don't forget Romans 16:17. Brethren, mark those that cause divisions among you contrary to the doctrine and avoid them. You mean avoid the sinner? No. The Bible doesn't say avoid the drunkard. Lift him. The Bible doesn't say avoid the harlot. Lift her. Bible doesn't say avoid the dope addict, lift him. The Bible says avoid the evil man. Avoid him. It's the Bible. But you wanted to help him. Now listen, I'll say it again. One mono plus no mano equal to mano. I said again, if somebody's got mano, you don't get somebody who's got good health to kiss him, make him well. When a mano kisses a no mano, you got two mano. And when an evil man fellowships with a man that's not evil, you got two evil people. Now, if you don't want to come back down there, then in God's name, don't hang around people that are like you're going to go to or don't become. So, now you've got the evil way. All right, Brother Moffitt? That evil way, you're trying to hurt somebody. And after a while, you don't just try to hurt somebody, you try to hurt a lot of people. And then it becomes, the Bible says, evil ways. Evil ways. In other words, you walk the path of trying to hurt somebody. You never intended to. Listen, there are people tonight who are spending... I got a letter from a lawyer a year ago in this town. Used to belong to this church. I have it in the files. He said, Brother Hiles, I don't understand these people trying to spread garbage about Christians. That's what he said. I've got it in the file. You read it. Yeah, I got it there. Now what happens? You don't want to do that, but you start right there. I'll guarantee you, the first thing that happens is you sit down and talk to somebody who's already an evil man. And listen to his evil report. Have it lodged in your heart as evil. Then you tell somebody else what he told you. And then you join in trying to hurt somebody until you make it a way of life. And then you try to hurt other people. And before you know it, you're the kind of person that likes to hurt people. Evil ways. Then,
Brother,
yeah, let's follow our progression again. All of us are sinners. We don't want to become that evil man down there. But there's nothing wrong with being around evil men. Nothing wrong with, unless you want to become an evil man. You're around evil men. Look at your Bibles, 1 Peter 4:15. 1 Peter 4:15. Read it out loud, please. 1 Peter 4:15. Ready? Let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer. Hold it right there. That's enough. Murderer? Thief? Evildoer? See what kind of crowd you're running with? Hey, look at me. Hey, look at me. Listen to me. You want to run around the murderer? He's same as an evildoer. So it says, that now you suffer as a murderer, thief, or evildoer. I'm saying that God puts thieves and murderers and evildoers in the same bracket. I mean, I just as soon run around with a bank robber as a critic. Or a murderer as a critic. God puts, I'll say something else too. Have you ever been slandered? If you've ever really been slandered, you would a lot rather somebody take a gun and shoot you. I'm saying that you become an evildoer. Now, this guy, now you're an evildoer. You never thought you'd be that. In fact, in days gone by, you criticized people like this. And you said, I don't want to ever be that. An evildoer. Good night. Just a while ago, you were just hanging around some evil men. Just a while ago, you were sitting at McDonald's listening to somebody criticize. You have no intention of becoming an evildoer, but now then, you are an evildoer. And then, that leads you to becoming an evil man. Now look carefully at progression. What are you doing? Hi, Bob. You guys move over a little bit, just a tiny bit toward each other. All right, one last time. All of us are sinners. We can't live above sin. but we don't have to become evil men unless we follow this progression. If we are around evil men and listen to their evil report, it will give us an evil heart. I don't mean a dirty, wicked heart. It'll give us evil reports in our hearts. Then we will speak evil, which means we will tell somebody else what was told us that lodged in our heart. And then we will do evil deeds, which makes us walk the evil way, which makes us enlarge to hurt other people and walk the evil ways, and we become an evil doer, and eventually we become an evil man. And you will not break this progression. Now, where are you right now? Forget any problem that I've had. Forget any problem this church has had. Think about your own heart right now. Where are you? Are you trying to hurt anybody? Don't think about me. Forget me. Where are you right now? Are you trying to hurt anybody? Well, you say, I sure am. They tried to hurt me. My Bible says, don't render evil for evil. It says, render good for evil. Where are you? There's this mic here. Are you here? Or have you been around some people trying to hurt folks? They may even act like they're trying to help them. Why don't we have a prayer for Brother Colston that God would deliver him from his wickedness? Pray, and while they're praying, kick him in the stomach and run. If you can't do both, kick him in the stomach and stay. But anyway, no, the truth is, where are you? Are you right here? Huh? Have you listened to an evil report lately about somebody? Hey, are you here? You know all the scuttlebutt. Are you right here? It's lodging. And brother, if you've been here, you'll be here. The truth is, once you leave here and go to here, brother, it's a miracle to stop before you get down there. Because this causes this, which 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 makes you an evil man. Now you say, Brother Hines, what happens after that? Brother, quicker come get this one. By the way, the report's good about his family. They're injured, but nobody's critical. Stand down at the end. Now show them. Evil men shall wax worse and worse. Which means you won't get there and stop. This means there's no stopping. You'll get worse at this, and worse, and worse, and worse, and worse, and worse. Anybody who's been to this church for a week, certainly anybody who's been here for a month, but know that Brother Howes wants our people to be mature people, and mature Christians, and grown Christians. I want us to do all we can not to sin. Let me ask you a question. Where are you? Have you told somebody the evil report that you heard? Are you here? The evil speaking? Hold on. You going to go to sleep? Stand up, John. Hold it. Are you there? Have you told somebody the evil report that you heard? Thank you, John. Are you over here, Brother Ray? Are you there? Did you just hear the evil report? All right. Then if you did, it's in your heart. And there's evil in your heart. All right. Or has your evil speaking caused you to join people in evil deeds? And it will. You speak evil, you will do evil. All right. Or are you past that? Are you on the evil way, which will lead you to evil ways, which will make you an evil doer, which will make you an evil man? And from there, you don't stop going down. You just go worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. For your Christian testimony, for the sake of your own spiritual growth, I beg you, stay right over there. Every time you sin, confess it. Every time you sin, ask God to forgive you. And don't ever let that sin lead you to evil. You cannot live above sin, but you can live above evil. But you cannot start down this road without arriving at the destination. Shall we stand?